Today's shir in the Dir Shemishra Brura Yomi program is Daf Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishra Brura in the middle of Simen Tov Mem Ches. Yesterday we had a very unusual situation. It hasn't happened yet in the entire Dir Shemishra Brura Yomi series that we've done, where we did two pages. We did Daf Lamed Omud Aleph and Daf Lamed Omud Beis together because of the way that the Shulchan Aruch here is structured, that there's very little Shulchan Aruch and Rama on these pages, and there's a very huge Shari Tshuva, which we haven't been doing inside. So therefore, we're going to start today with the Mishnah Brura, where we left off yesterday. We're in the middle of a Mishnah Brura, Sivkot Yud Beis, and we are on Daf Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph in the Mishnah Brura on the third line. Remind ourselves what we've been talking about. We've been discussing selling or giving your chametz over to a non-Jewish person, and we said that that chametz should ideally be outside your house. And we brought down the first reason yesterday is because technically we want to do a kinyan meshicha, and we want to have the nachri acquire it, and that's how he would acquire it, and then he could actually bring it back into your house, and if you have a mechitza, there is no problem. But we brought down the second reason, a more stricter opinion that says even if you were to make a mechitza, it's preferable not to have it in your house because it's mechseh kechamtzel shel Yisrael. It looks like it's the Yisrael's chametz because it really was originally his chametz, and now it's back in the Jew's house, so it's a problem over here. It looks like over here this whole thing is a fake. Plus, there's a chance that you'll forget yourself and you may come to eat it. And therefore, now we pick up in the Mishnah Brura. Third line in the Mishnah Brura, Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. L'svarazu, according to the second opinion over here, again, in Dirshu footnote number 32, he brings down, according to the first Svara, you'd be allowed to keep it over here in your house with the mechitza. But we brought down, according to the second Svara over here, we don't allow you to do so. And in this situation, L'svarazu, according to the second opinion, afilu im yiched lo beveso, zobis ifnei atzmo, even if you put the chametz that you sold to this non-Jewish person in your house now, in a corner, designated over there, or you made a mechitza around it that is 10 tefachim tall, which would normally work, according to this second, more machmer opinion, nami lo mahani, it will not work over here. The issue footnote number 33 brings down, v'yafi mocher lenochri es kol acheder shebo nimtza chametz, even if you sell him the entire room. In that situation, he brings down from the Shelus to Tshuva Shiva Sion in the name of the Nod of Yehuda, it will work as long as you're not allowed to enter into that room. Because if you enter into that room, you may come to eat the chametz. And then it would have the halach of and you're responsible for it, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to have it. So therefore, you're not allowed to go into the room, according to the Nod of Yehuda. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish says, no, you don't have to close off the room, and you'd even be allowed to go in there on occasion, because it's really belonging now to the Nachri. That cheder is owned by the Nachri. And the rabbis never instituted that it's also to walk into a Nachri's house on Pesach. If you make a tanai with the Nachri, and you say, I'm selling you this room over here, but I have the rights to go in and out of this room if I still wish to do so. So Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita brings down, She'ev sholi konis l'moka mamakor l'nochri afilu kam upon him. He says, no problem, you can go in there as often as you want. And there's also mashma from Rav Moshe Feinstein's that sound in the Yigris Moshe. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. And Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, even when you made it tonight like this, even though you have the right to go in there, you should only go in there for extenuating circumstances. You really have a great need to go in there, in order that you shouldn't be mevatel over here, the recognition over here that there's a mechitza, i.e. you've sold in this room. And there's also the opinion of Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Beis HaLevi, but he gives a different reason. He says, Shelo yira kimezalzel b'mechira. It shouldn't look like you're making fun, you're making little over here of the mechira. It's a real sale, but if you go in there all the time, it doesn't look like it's a real sale. Back to the Mishnah Brura, where he says, everything that we just said now is l'chatchila. Ela dekolze einu ela l'chatchila. You shouldn't have the chametz in your house, even according to the first opinion, unless you have a mechitza over there, and it was taken out originally with a kinyan meshicha. According to the second opinion, you shouldn't have it there at all, even with a mechitza. If you totally sold them the room, yes, but you shouldn't go into the room, maybe only go into the room under certain circumstances, with the tonight, etc., as we just said, but that's all l'chatchila. After the fact, avo b'di'evid, he brings us down the name of various achronim, as you see in the Shaar HaTzion Oschav Aleph, Poshut the ain lesser klal. There is no iser over here of chomish avalas of Pesach after Pesach at all. Even afilu lo yichid lo nami mokum, and this is true even if you didn't designate a place for him to put it there, because after all it belongs to the guy. Kol shayal mechira kedin. As long as it was a valid mechira chametz, this is acceptable. are you allowed to do mechiras chametz? So the issue, footnote number 34, brings down a number of opinions that say that one really shouldn't take advantage of this mechiras chametz unless you really have absolutely no choice. And he brings down a number of poskim that say you really shouldn't do mechiras chametz if you have other alternatives. However, he concludes, and he brings down from the Shelus of Shuvz Chassam Sofer, Shekvar nahagu b'chol tfutzos Yisrael. It is a prevalent custom throughout all the communities of Klal Yisrael. Lismoch al mechiras chametz l'nochri. To rely upon selling your chametz to a nochri. And therefore, v'chol ha'mafakmik b'kach, anybody that doesn't like this custom and says, no, we shouldn't do it, roi l'gara, it's worthy to galar at that person. You should tell him, no, this isn't the custom of the Jewish people. We do rely upon the mechiras chametz. And he brings down as well from the Bir Halacha, shemina ko Yisrael lismoch al mechiras chametz. The Jewish people have accepted doing mechiras chametz. If an individual wishes to choose not to do so, gizun tehei. But to make a proclamation that you shouldn't do mechiras chametz in general, that's not minog Yisrael, as brought down by the Chassam Sofer, says you should glower at such a person. And the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, who says that this is the minog of Klal Yisrael to rely upon this. However, he does bring down in the last paragraph of Dirshu footnote number 34, if you did sell the chametz to the nochri, then if you sold them just flour, so then even the minog of the machmirim that you shouldn't sell chametz would not have a problem with you using that chametz after Pesach. We go back to the Mishnah Berurah, where he writes, the Kosu Achronim, he brings down the name of various Achronim. You can see this in Shaar HaTzion, Oschav Beis, this is the Bach and the Mogen Avraham. Dim Yeshlo Chometz Harbe, if a person has a lot of Chometz. V'yev Shalot Tziyomi Beiso, you're unable to really get it out of your house. For example, you have a factory and it's filled with Chometz, you have a liquor store and it's filled with all sorts of chametz thicker liquors. So then, Yimkar Lo Gama Cheder, then the Eitzah would be to not only sell him the Chometz, but to sell him the room as well. The issue footnote number 35 brings down, if, however, you are able to take out the chametz from your house, he brings down from the Aryeh Rabbah that it would be preferable to do so if you can. And even if you have a lot of chametz, if you can do so. And the Bach only allowed you to go and sell the cheder to the nochri over here for somebody who has a factory, for example, for liquor, or it's just very impossible, difficult to go and take out all the chametz. But otherwise, he suggests you should try to bring it to the rishus of the nochri. Again, that doesn't seem to be the minog in Klal Yisrael today. Dershu footnote number 36 says, that's been talking about till now, a sale. What about a rental? So here he brings down a number of different opinions. So there is an opinion that says that you can't rent to a guy. A nochri cannot make a kinyan in the gufa cheder. He only can go and acquire the rights to the cheder, but he doesn't really own the cheder. So it still would belong to the Jew, even if you rented it to him. However, he brings down others, such as the Bir Halacha, and the Ramaskul Dover Muad, who says, she'efsho gam lahaskir l'nochri, no, we are allowed to rent. You don't have to sell him the cheder. And we'll see in certain situations, you can't sell the cheder because if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell to a non-Jewish person land in Eretz Yisrael. So there you have to go and rent it. So he brings down a rental would be okay as well, but you should be makbid over here when you rent him the room to say that he has permission over here to put other things besides the chametz in there if he chooses to. So it's not just a rental for the chametz alone. And in this way, you're not benefiting over here from these isuri hanah. However, he does bring down an Eretz Yisrael where there is an Isser of Lo Sechonim. You're not allowed to sell karka to a Nochri in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Ein Heter Ela Beschiris. You definitely should go and rent it to the Nochri and not sell it to him. And when you do, in fact, sell it to a Nochri, the room to a Nochri, Yesh Lo Lachzo V'Lekvoa Es HaMezuzo Shebechedro Le'achar Pesach. He says, now the guy owns it, so now it doesn't have a need for a mezuzah. And after you purchase it back, after Pesach, so now the mezuzah is already up. That is a problem of tassiv lo benasu. You have to put up a mezuzah and not have a mezuzah over there. If a person constructs a house and he puts in the doors that already have a mezuzah on them, so that's not good. That's called tassiv lo benasu. It's like the schach on a sukkah. You have to put up the schach after the sukkah. You can't put up the schach and then put up the sukkah walls. So here's a problem. And he says the same problem might arise in a rental. However, the bottom line is we don't pasken like this. He brings down from the Shelus Shuvas Divri Malkiel, She'ein tzorech lachzor v'likvoas ha-mezuzah le'achar Pesach. We don't have to go and put back up the mezuzah. And Lamaisa, at the very end of this footnote, he brings down Bismanenu, brings down for the Chut Sheni in Hilchos Pesach, where he brings down Bechol Ofen Haminoku Shalo Lachso Velikvoes HaMezuzah Liachar Pesach. Our minuk today is that you don't rehang the mezuzah. Some would suggest rehang it without a bracha, but the minuk is you don't even have to rehang it without a bracha. You can leave the mezuzahs where they are, even if you sold the cheder to a non-Jewish person, and certainly if you rented it to the non-Jewish person. This rental or sale to the non-Jewish person. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says it has the halachic status of having kamosha machalo chutz lebeso. By doing this, it's as if you took your chametz and sold it to the non-Jewish person, and he took it outside your house. By renting him or selling him the cheder, it accomplishes the same thing. The issue footnote number 37 brings down, is there a chiyuv of a bedik over here or not? So then, we discussed this previously in Siman Tov Lamed Vav. He also discusses over here, what about if you put it in some sort of a chest, if it's mechubel karka, not mechubel karka, ayin in the issue footnote 37 for these particular details. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, v'kinyan acheder hu bekesef im shtar. The way to properly sell the room to the non-Jewish person is to have him pay for it with money and to give him a shtar. Dirshu footnote number 38 brings down, this is a din in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Shein HaNachri Kone Karka, a Nachri can only acquire Karka with the shtar and the giving over the money. He further brings down that the Rav can act as a Shaliach, he gets the shtar Harshah from all the people. When you go to the Rav, you're not selling the Rav your Chometz, people make that mistake. You're giving the Rav the right to sell your Chometz. The Rav doesn't own your Chometz, but he's the Shaliach on your behalf to sell it to the non-Jewish person. Now we go forward in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah to Daf Lamed Amud Beis, where we continue Dirshu footnote number 38. Again, this is another unusual situation here where instead of going to the next page or going to the back of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah for the continuation, we go to the previous page because of that long Shari Tshuva on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, page 60. And now the Dirshu footnote number 38 continues and he writes, what about if you're in a foreign country, you're not in a malchus that's run by Jews, do you have to make the sale over here valid according to secular law, or is it enough that it's valid according to Torah law? So he brings down over here from the Chassam Sofer, who writes, "Sheyesh lahakbid b'mechiras chametz afa dini amalchus." It should be valid according to secular law as well as Torah law. And he says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, where he brings down the nusach of the shtar mechiras chametz, it is applicable for both secular law as well as for Torah law. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says you don't have to do so. It's enough to say over here, to tell the non-Jewish person, this mechira is only al din Torah, and this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. What about nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, where it's a Jewish government, albeit it doesn't follow the laws of Halacha? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal, he was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim before the Medina, so he brings down, Sha'af l'deos, she'esh limkor l'fi dina amachus, even according to the opinions, like the Chassam Sofer, it says that you do have to make it valid according to secular law. In Eretz Yisrael, ein l'chukeim tokef klal shel dina d'machus, he says, the secular Jewish Israeli government in Israel doesn't have the status over here of dina d'machusa, because they're also obligated in Torah law, and this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And he concludes over there in the name of the Chassam Sofer, Sha'af Shadover Ze Shoni B'machok Zvishonim, even though not everybody agrees with this, Mikom Akom Ein Ze Ela B'misim Uchedome. The argument amongst the Rishonim is whether this applies to taxes or not. Avu Bin Hagim Shomekach U'memkar, but in regards to transactional cases of sales, so then, L'chol HaDeos Yesh L'din HaMalchus Tochef Af Eretz Yisrael. The secular government in Eretz Yisrael does have power, and this is true over here, whether it's a Jewish government or whether it's a non-Jewish government over here. And therefore, according to the Chassam Sofer, you should have the Shtar Mechiras Chometz valid not only according to Jewish law, but also according to secular law, even though that secular law is Jewish-Israeli secular law. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Vim yare lo say slow shtar." If you're afraid to give him a shtar and money, because then you're concerned, shemayala bedaito, he paid for it already, and now he has the shtar, and he's going to take your chametz over here. It's going to come into the non-Jewish person's mind, yala bedato, in the non-Jewish person's mind, lahachzik b'chametz, to take this chametz. You just sold him your entire liquor store for $20, and he's going to go and take it. Vika hefsid merubah, it's caused you a huge financial loss. So then in that situation, you don't have to take the money over here, don't take $20. Yeshalis nasimo, you should make a tonight with him, shiknem bekesef buvad, Belishtar, that he should acquire it over here with just money, and he's giving you a down payment over here of $20, and if he doesn't pay it all by the end of Pesach, then you're entitled to take it back. But this way, it's a valid sale over here without the shtar. Utnai mahani bezel kama poskim, since according to some poskim, the tnai would work like this. And under cases where you're concerned over here, have a huge financial loss, you can rely upon this. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, you must give the non-Jewish person access to the room that he just purchased or rented from you to get his chametz. So he can go in there whenever he wants. So he can get the chametz that was either given to him or sold to him, because otherwise it's a farce. Or at least the Jewish person to tell him, Okay, you don't have a key, but b'chol eish yetirtzu tuka li kacha mavteach mechad recha. You can take the key from me, v'likonis bo litoles hamitzecha, and you can take the chomitz over here whenever you want to go and take it. That would be perfectly acceptable as well. Now, the issue footnote number 39 brings down the achrei shemosel asamatech. In the case where you actually gave him the key, the kavachayim brings down sheyochal yisur levakish me'anochri sheyachzul asamatech. You can ask for it back because now the sale is valid. He got the key. You can ask for the key back. However, he still has to have access to it, as we'll see in tomorrow's year. Anything that you do to prevent him from accessing his chametz, that essentially nullifies the deal. The issue footnote number 40 brings down v'im ein avsharos likonis lecheder hamocher. Let's say you sold him a room in the middle of your house. So he has to get into the front door of your house in order to get to his room. So the Shailu's Shuvah's Divri Malkiel brings down, you must write into the Shtar Mechira that the non-Jewish person has the right to enter into your house and get the chametz that's in the room that he now owns or rents. Because if you don't do this, then, again, you're essentially preventing him from reaching his chametz, and the deal is a farce. The sale is a farce. And the Shelus Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel adds that not the rabbi can't give him this permission. In the Shtar Harshah, that the person goes and gives the rabbi the rights to sell his chametz, in that Shtar, it should specifically state that I'm authorizing you, the rabbi, to tell the non-Jewish person over here that he has the access rights to my house to get to the room that he's renting or borrowing. Because otherwise, the Rav doesn't have the right to give that rishus. Only the owner can give that rishus. So you have to make the Rav act on your behalf in that respect that he is authorized to give rishus to the non-Jewish person when he writes the sale of the Mechiras Chametz. That includes your giving permission to the rabbi to allow the non-Jewish person to enter your house if that's the only way in to the cheder that you either sold to him or rented to him. With this, we conclude today's shiur, which was Daf Lamid Aleph Omud Aleph, and we'll pick up. We're still in the Mishnah Berurah, the same Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Beis. We'll pick that up over here on the second line, Daf Lamid Aleph Omud Beis, Be'er Zeus Hashem, tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.